It's no secret we have affordable housing issues here in Seattle, but they're not the worst. Vancouver, British Columbia holds the title for the most expensive housing market in North America. The average price for detached homes sold in Vancouver last year was over $1.5 million, $1.5 million for the average price of a home. Vancouver Mayor Gregor Robertson says there's one big issue that's driving up prices. Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, told Kim Malcolm the mayor is worried about speculation.
People are flipping properties. They're buying it one day and putting it back on the market, or they're buying a place, doing a few rentals, painting the kitchen, and putting it back on the market and selling it. People are speculating. So the mayor is saying we need a tax to discourage this. The political problem with that is, of course, that one person's speculation is another person's investment. Right. And the second thing about that is, of course, you think about all these people who've already bought into the market. You know, they've got the two people working. They've got the huge mortgage. They're trying to build up their equity. Any attempt to prevent them from maximizing return on the equity they've put in disadvantages them. I mean, they're already in. They've already made the sacrifice to get there. So it's the person who's already put out their dollars and taken the risk is the loser.
Vaughn, how will this proposed speculation tax from the mayor work? I mean, can the government, how does the government even know if someone's bought a home for the purpose of speculation?
Very good question. It is not clear how that tax would work. Would it, for example, be time-related so that you would pay a penalty if you resold the property within, say, a month or 3 months or 6 months? Would it be on a sliding scale? It's not been explained. The provincial government points out that the province already charges a tax. It was brought in about 25 years ago. It's collected as a percentage of the purchase price, and it was designed to discourage real estate speculation because obviously every time the property changes hands, you pay the tax. That's not a small tax. It collects about $1 billion a year, but it hasn't ended the problem. And that tax, by the way, has an exemption for first-time home buyers, so it's designed to help. So it's not clear how a tax on speculation would work at all, or whether it would even accomplish the purpose that's intended. The other thing, Kim, that's coloring this, and I think we need to note it, is a belief that a lot of this is being driven by foreign real estate speculation, particularly by Chinese people and other Asians buying property in Vancouver, not living there, leaving the place empty, buying the condominium and leaving it empty, buying the house and leaving it empty, essentially absentee ownership. You talk to people from Vancouver, that is overwhelmingly their belief by what this is being, what's driving this. The trouble with that is we have almost no data. Neither Canada nor British Columbia requires a buyer to say where they're from. There's no tax on it. There's no measure to discourage it. And so we've all heard the stories, but all we have is a few surveys that suggest it might be 5%, and a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, this house in my neighborhood was bought by somebody from China and they don't live there. As I say, we've got no data, so it's impossible to quantify the problem.
So people are speculating about the speculators,
yes, I suppose you could say.
And how is that affecting this whole conversation around affordable housing in Vancouver?
Well, it's driving it to a great degree. You're hearing the mayor, who's responding to concern in his city about this and trying to reach out to first-time home buyers and calling for a tax. You're hearing some developers saying the same thing. But you're also hearing calls for other things. For one thing, you know, they're not making land anymore, and everybody in Canada seems to want to live in Vancouver and live near the center of the city so they don't have to commute. Well, one of the solutions for that, very controversial, is essentially to phase out the single-family detached home. Start tearing up those properties and doing infill. Build residential housing, rental housing. Build multiple family dwellings on those properties. It would bring an end to the lovely neighborhoods on the west side of Vancouver, and as you can imagine, the people that live there don't like this idea. But, you know, one of the solutions that people have suggested is, well, you know, build more multiple family dwellings, build more condominiums, build more rental housing. Another suggestion, also very, very controversial, is the city is surrounded by a lot of greenbelt land, agricultural land. It's in a reserve. You can't develop it. But what if you could? What if you said, okay, well, we're going to build greenhouses on some of that agricultural land, as we're doing, and we're going to free up the rest of it for residential housing? That would take pressure off the market for a while, but it would also mean that advocates of long-time preservation of agricultural land wouldn't be very happy.
Vaughn, this has a lot of parallels for people who live here in Seattle. The question about affordable housing, how our areas seem to be increasingly attractive to international investors. How is this problem driving the conversation in Vancouver about the kind of city people want to live in?
Well, I mean, I guess the other side of it is you recognize that you're a very desirable place to live. Many, many Canadians, many people internationally want to live in Vancouver. It's become a very international city. People in Vancouver are proud of that as well. So the trade-offs are just as you describe, and you're right. I mean, you go right down the West Coast. San Francisco has this issue. Portland has this issue. Seattle has this issue. Exacerbated, too, by everything from climate change to the growing number of people who want to live near where they work because they don't want to be driving as much, they don't want to be taking public transit. Everybody in the world wants to live where we live, and we're paying for it in our housing prices.
Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer speaking with Kim Malcolm about the affordable housing issue in Vancouver.